This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A first-of-its-kind collaboration in Vermont is being launched to simplify the process for victims of sexual assault to get immediate care from local medical professionals who have special training and work with survivors of trauma. The partnership on this effort between Middlebury College and Porter Medical Center was written about recently in the Addison Independent by reporter Gayan Murphy, who joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. And Gayan Murphy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mitch.
Now, how will this partnership between Middlebury and Porter work to facilitate a quicker and more thorough response to victims of sexual assault?
The way it will work is they're going to share resources, and part of their effort to put this together was to overcome the logistics of how do we share these specially trained sexual assault nurses, things like insurance and privileges. So if you show up at the Porter ER and Porter doesn't have someone available that's trained as a SANE, a sexual assault nurse examiner, then a nurse that's trained from Parton at Middlebury College can come over and do your medical and forensic exam. And it works the same way. If you are at Middlebury College and you've been a victim of sexual assault and you are looking for services there and no one is on call, you can go to Porter, to the ER.
This seems very intuitive, what you just described. Why has this not happened before, this kind of collaboration? Has it been attempted before?
That's a really good question. And when I spoke with Carrie Duquette Hoffman, the executive director of Middlebury's Women Safe, this was something that they had been supporting and wanted to see put together for a number of years. And as Carrie described it, it was these very kinds of logistics, finally working out how do we handle malpractice, how do we handle a nurse practicing in our service area who's not our employee, that kind of thing that really had to be worked out. And everybody on this both gave a big shout out to the nurses themselves and to the kind of teamwork that was behind this. But Carrie and many folks I spoke to gave a real shout out to Mark Peluso, who's the medical director at Parton Health Center.
Now, the sexual assault nurse examiners, SANE, for the acronym, what does it take to become SANE certified? Why is this more important or better, let's say, in these cases of sexual assault than just a regular nurse looking at a patient? A
couple different things. First, the training handled through the Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. You need 40 hours of training. And then you have to recertify every 2 years. So it's a pretty rigorous process. And then in terms of why it's important, you know, everybody I talked to said a nurse can do this exam, a doctor could do this exam. The difference was that the SANEs are both trained in how to work with someone, male or female, who's undergone sexual trauma. And that's specialized. The other part of it is the forensic evidence. There are special procedures to make sure that the forensic evidence is what a prosecutor would need in court, including the fact that the nurse or the medical professional has to be literally in the same room as that evidence until it's turned over to the police, which could often be hours.
Oh, that's interesting. So a lot of times in the past with these forensic evidence cases, there's that gap where that person, that nurse, is not in the room and that evidence either gets tainted, lost, or it's not brought to the police in a timely manner, that sort of thing?
Well, I was not able to get in touch with an officer here in Middlebury, the detective that I was told would be the right person, and I would have asked that very question. What I was told was simply the exams can take a number of hours to complete, and that medical professional must be in the room with the evidence so that the chain of evidence is not broken.
One of the things, it seems, that keeps people sometimes from reporting a sexual assault is the fear that comes with it, the fear of perhaps being traumatized again by talking about it, not being believed, perhaps. I have to imagine that this effort is a way of letting these potential victims know that if something has happened to them, they should come forward because there is a better system in place now for having their needs taken care of.
Absolutely. And that was something that everyone I spoke to had something to say about that was, it was really interesting. For example, when I spoke with Dennis Wigmans, who's the special prosecutor for sexual assault cases at the Addison County State's Attorney's Office, he said the same thing that the sexual assault victim advocate said, which is there are so many barriers. This removes the barrier. And if there's nobody on hand in your small hospital, right, in your little town, suddenly you're asking to drive an hour or more from Middlebury. That might be up to Burlington, to UVM Medical Center. It might be down to Rutland Regional. And folks said even then it wasn't assured that somebody would be there. And nationally, the data is that for every 1,000 rapes, only about 30% are reported to the police. So folks really wanted to remove that barrier.
As I mentioned at the top, Gay, and this is a first-of-its-kind collaboration in Vermont, I wonder if this program, if successful, is being looked at as a potential model for other places in New England or maybe even around the country.
Absolutely, Mitch. And when I spoke with Sarah Kuntz-Robinson, who's the SANE coordinator at the Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, that was something that she thought was absolutely amazing about this program. First in the state, absolutely. She didn't know of any collaboration like it in the region or the nation. And they are really wanting to put this forward to their own partner organizations and other organizations like them as a model. And it seemed, as she spoke to me, especially important for rural communities like most of ours in Vermont, right, where you've got small towns, small hospitals, if any hospital, but yet there's sexual violence, she said, in every community, no matter how small.
Gayan Murphree is a reporter for the Addison Independent. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Mitch.